even though his price was lower than the secondary, some of the products he didn't have available or in that particular quantity that we listed.
I'm surprised they even responded. They wrote a letter that they don't offer bulk. Why would you even, you know?
They actually give the tote price, and I guess that would be considered their bulk, but that won't work for us coming in a tote, because we have stationary tanks at a couple of our locations, and they just come fill those up as needed. Now, Schaefer's is higher on most of the products. They do have good products, but they're higher than primary.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That concludes the bids for this morning. I would like to add, though, that on this particular bid, the oil motor oil bid, that's the draft contract that I submit will be for 18 months. Historically, that particular need has been awarded for an 18-month time frame. The other two that we did this morning are for 12 months, and we may modify some of the methodology next year on those two. But for now, 18 months on the motor oil, 12 on the aggregate, 12 on the asphalt and concrete, if that pleases the commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Field dirt agreement. Larry and Karen Huffman. I have the agreement
you
here.
You should have the agreement there.
I do.
How many loads they want?
Unlimited loads.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Larry and Karen Huffman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Road petitions.
See if we can get the video up and running.
Can you turn the projector on? There you go.
Okay.
think so.
Nope, he just lit up.
Commissioners, give you a brief overview of the list we have here. I think we've got about a dozen, a little over a dozen roads listed on here. The ones you see highlighted in color on there are in subdivisions, basically, or older subdivisions. The others are basically singled roads. This first subdivision listed here is off of Jefferson. We had took in three or four of these roads within this subdivision previous years, and have two of them on the list for doing some overlay work. This is not one of them, though. This is one that has been tabled from last time we visited on roads. I believe this one serves six homes. Surface is in fair condition. It's black base type surface. It does lack the 2-inch overlay to finish up to the top of the curb. We'll go on to Fisher Spring, if you would. And this is in the same subdivision. We're actually sitting on Mill Court, Fitz and Attorney, and on Fisher Spring. This particular road also lacks the surface up to the top of the curb edge you can see there. And these, all of these were laid with a subgrade, pretty much black base type surface. Surface is fairly well, pretty decent shape, but this road is basically goes down here and dead ends. It's unfinished. No, this ain't the one I was thinking of. Is it?
Yeah, Fisher's Spring Road kind of goes down and stops.
It turns into dirt. It lacks, not sure how far it was platted.
It actually goes all the way through and up top to Grist Mill Road. They kind of connect.
Makes a loop.
Yep.
Grist Mill also on this list is incomplete.
Okay. Is that still Fisher Springs right there?
Yes, we're still on Fisher Springs. And you're about to the point where it stops.
Is there going to be any dig outs or anything that has to be done, or is the base or anything?
There's a couple of spots. There's going to have to be patching and whatnot, but the problem with this one, there's no current turnaround, being it just ends right in the middle of the hill there and incomplete. Kathy, go to Grist Mill. I believe this is the other one. Same issues. There are homes on both of these on the paved portion. I don't believe there's any homes or anything on the dirt. I didn't drive any of the dirt portion. This one also lacks the completed surface.
How do you recommend if we were to take it in that we're going to, would you just do a...
These two roads, I didn't recommend taking these in at this time. Okay. I was just showing you these roads. I do have that short one and two others in here that would be, that I'm recommend.
And you don't recommend because there's nowhere to turn around or what?
Right. No turnaround, and the road is incomplete until it gets completed through there. The curb's not there. Some of the utilities are in place, but it's just been at a standstill for several years now. You can see some of the drain boxes down there in the dirt portion in place, but nothing else has much been done as far as surfacing or anything. So,
and they were actually petitioning to take this in also?
Well, these are ones that were tabled. These were all petitioned at one time, all at the same time, and these are still on the list.
I'm assuming they were petitioned. They're petitioned by the homeowners.
Correct.
I'm assuming they're petitioned by the people that have houses there, not by. They don't necessarily care about the unpaved or unfinished portion.
Correct.
They're more concerned about the.
Okay, Kathy, go to Everett. Mill. First, find your backup just a minute, and let's go to Mill Creek. Find the Mill Creek. Okay, now this was the original Mill Creek. Now we've taken this in from this point. And this section had been repaved and curb in places replaced.
You do have that what you're on now, or we don't?
This here is completed and finished. We've already repaired. We took this in.
This is an old picture. I
mean, this is an old video, but it shows back the same thing. You should have another one in there, Kathy, I think, that shows the current one.
I forget, where did we take into?
Up to that short road, that grist mill.
Oh, we did go all the way up?
Millstone Court, sorry, okay. Millstone Court. We took it in up to Millstone. I know we had a newer video in there. That may be it right there.
Millstone Court.
Yes.
Curious, if we were putting that curbing in, would we put it in that way?
No, that was put in by the developer early on.
We took in Willowbrook, right?
We took in Summerbrook and Willowbrook and Summerbrook Court.